Listeners like you make living on Earth possible each week. Please contribute today by clicking on the donate link to the left of the page. And thanks.
It's Living on Earth. I'm Bruce Gellerman. Video games are serious business. Americans spend over $7 billion a year on digital games. Most games like this one, Doom 3, offer death and destruction as entertainment. But a nonprofit organization believes gamers can have serious fun while addressing serious social problems. Over the past 4 years, Games for Change has developed games about race and poverty, war and elections. Now the company is hoping to develop games that can tackle perhaps the biggest issue of our time, global climate change. Games for Change is teaming up with Microsoft, makers of the Xbox, to launch a worldwide competition for college students. It's called the Xbox 360 Games for Change Challenge, and it's offering hefty cash prizes and other goodies for the best video games based on the theme of global warming. Suzanne Segerman is the co-founder of Games for Change. We interrupted her fun and games while on vacation in Michigan. And Suzanne, I apologize, but thanks for joining us.
Great to be here.
I was looking online, and it says that this is a competition that's billed as Serious Game Initiative, and it sounds like an oxymoron.
Yeah, I can understand why people think that. I think games have been seen as only for content that is juvenile or trivial, and actually games are simply a young medium. It's taken a while for them to, quote-unquote, grow up. These games, the Games for Change, have real-world impact in mind. Hopefully, these games encourage players to take action in the real world around the most pressing issues of our day.
Well, how can you use a game to address a complex societal issue?
Well, in fact, games are fantastic for exploring complex issues. I think they're better than film or TV, where you really are just a consumer of information. They're good for allowing a player to put themselves in a perspective in a role that they can't otherwise have access to. And they're really great for letting people interact with various systems and different variables. And what could be more complex than the environment?
My kids have a game called SimCity, and they really enjoy it. And I have to say that I really enjoy it. You get to simulate the entire environment, but it has nothing to do with global warming.
Well, actually, you know, it's interesting you brought up SimCity, because I think in some ways SimCity is the earliest game for change, though that wasn't what Will Wright intended when he made it. He has since talked to me and told me that SimCity has spawned hundreds and hundreds of urban planners, for instance. People really took to that game, and it did have a positive impact in the world by inspiring a whole generation of urban planners. Think about now, this next generation of kids could be inspired to be environmentalists and humanitarians. You know, I'd like to see also 1,000 little game seeds planted. Not all the games are going to get prizes, and not even that many are going to get recognized. But think of this new generation of game makers and game innovators we're reaching. All these kids who've perhaps never even considered the impact of the environment are going to be getting knee-deep in environmental issues. That's really exciting. You know, kids really respond to this medium of video games in a way they don't to the newspaper or a heavy documentary. And I think that's the key, is that we're reaching them on their own turf.
So do you envision games that, for example, might have somebody managing an airline's footprint or, you know, dealing with rising temperatures in a cornfield in the middle Midwest?
Absolutely. Bruce, are you going to sign up for the contest? I hope so. Those are great ideas.
Do you have an idea that you might submit?
Oh, I'm a judge. I'm not allowed. It's going to be exciting because I'd like to see games about the environment go across the spectrum. From on the one hand, we could have really playful games about any number of subject matter. And on the other, you could get very serious into the complex nature of these interrelated systems about the environment.
And this is a worldwide competition. How many people do you think might compete in the contest?
We're aiming to reach 100,000 students with the opportunity to participate.
What does the winner get?
There are a number of prizes, cash prizes. The first prize winner gets $25,000 towards an educational scholarship. The second prize is $15,000, and the third prize is $10,000. But the prize I think is most exciting is that the winning team gets a chance to show their game to the Microsoft game management team and have that game possibly go up against all the games on the Xbox Live, which is an audience of 6 million players. There's also a chance for the winning team to become interns on the Microsoft game team. That's another really invaluable opportunity.
Well, Suzanne, I want to thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having me. It was great to talk.
Suzanne Segerman is the co-founder of Games for Change. The Xbox 360 Games for Change Challenge starts in August. You can find a link to Games for Change on our website, loe.org.